Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slades Corners, Abel's Corners, Newburgh Corners, Piper'sville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Fortville, Blanchville, Plainville, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
This is a Bloody Mary edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Where do you go in Wisconsin to get a great Bloody Mary? And what makes it so great? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is coming up on 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, December 6th. Our guests spent the last 10 years on the trail for the best Bloody Mary in Wisconsin. We will find out where she found the best of the best, and we will welcome your favorite places to get a great Bloody Mary. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on our Facebook page, The Joy Cardine Show, or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Susan Feibig is author of The Bloody Trail, In Quest of the Best Wisconsin Bloody Marys, which includes the top 10 plus one in Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good, Susan. Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
It's Feibig.
Feibig, I'm sorry. So,
okay.
What made you decide to go on the quest for the best Bloody Marys in Wisconsin?
Well, it has a very simple start. The fellow I was dating suggested we go for a drink, and we sat at the bar, and he asked me if I had ever had a Bloody Mary, and I actually hadn't, and he said, well, let's try it. So that was the first taste, and we decided on a little paper cocktail napkin to keep score, 1 to 5, and rate Bloody Marys that way. So that's how it started, just a very simple 1 to 5 scoring system, and I think if I remember correctly, that first Bloody did not get a very good score, but it didn't deter me from the quest. So the two of us just basically traveled all over the state and elsewhere in the United States, tasting, well, traveling, but then, of course, tasting Bloody Marys as we went. So it started very, very simple.
Yeah. So what kind of a sheltered life did you lead that you didn't have a Bloody Mary before?
It does sound that way, doesn't it? But I actually kind of grew up in my grandfather's tavern. So I have pictures of myself and my siblings sitting at my grandfather's bar, sitting on the bar stools. I remember washing glasses behind the bar and helping clean up at a very young age. I think I have a picture of myself on my fourth birthday, happy as can be, on a bar stool. So it's not like I didn't spend time in bars and taverns, but I guess I just never tasted a Bloody Mary, or maybe I did and didn't like it.
Yeah. And you're in La Crosse right now?
No, actually, I'm from Fond du Lac.
You're from Fond du Lac. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting some confusing information. All right, so so you're in that, and is that where you grew up, in the Fond du Lac area?
I did, for a few years here and there. I lived once for about 4 years in Ontario, Canada, and a year in Milwaukee, but rest of the time right here in good old Fond du Lac.
So you thought that the first one wasn't so good, or
no.
You recall that it might not have been so good. Do you recall why you didn't think it was very good?
Well, and that's where we kind of decided to develop some criteria as to what makes a good Bloody Mary. So that particular Bloody Mary, and I won't say where, didn't have any vegetables, maybe an olive, came in a small glass, and wasn't seasoned very well. So it definitely had tomato juice in it, but nothing exciting. So that's kind of it was the bottom of the barrel type of Bloody Mary. So we started low and worked our way up.
Mm-hmm. You know, I one of the reasons I wanted to do this topic was I saw recently on Salon.com, of all things, information about a survey of data on preferred drinks around the country for brunch. And it was comparing what states drank Bloody Marys and what States drank mimosas. And this particular, I think it was on Yelp originally, found that Wisconsin preferred Bloody Marys to mimosas. Texas happened to prefer mimosas to Bloody Marys. But it ranked Wisconsin as number one for drinking the most Bloody Marys in the country. Does that surprise you?
No. No, it did not surprise me at all. Wisconsin is known for cheese and beer, and I honestly believe in Bloody Marys. I believe people around the country think, oh, you're from Wisconsin. Well, you guys drink a lot of Bloody Marys and beer, don't you? And it's like, yeah, I guess we do.
Yeah,
and so that doesn't surprise me at all.
You need to have a beer chaser with a Bloody Mary, too. Does that give extra points to the place serving the Bloody Mary?
Absolutely. Has to have a beer chaser, and it has to be free.
Oh.
And that's something you won't find anywhere else in the country. Even as close as Illinois, they don't understand what a chaser is. Well, you know, you go and you sit down at the bar and you order your Bloody Mary, and you question them, well, does this come with a chaser? And even as close as Chicago, chaser? No, what is that? So it's kind of a Wisconsin rite of passage to have a chaser.
Do you think that's because we just like our beer, or do you really need a little sip of beer after a sip of a Bloody Mary?
You do need a sip of beer, I believe, and I think it goes both ways. I think we are beer drinkers, and I think it definitely has to have a Bloody, definitely has to have a partner there. Now I'm questioning whether you don't get out and have a Bloody Mary, Joy.
I do have Bloody Marys, and in fact, I posted on our Facebook page, The Joy Cardine Show, the last Bloody Mary that I happened to have, and it was last month. And it was in Appleton, of all places. I did not necessarily seek out the best place in the state for one, but I happened to be at a newer establishment called Houdini's Escape, a gastro pub, and my group decided, let's have a Bloody Mary. And so they said, all right, well, we can give you one that's spicy or not spicy, and we can give you one that is fully loaded or not. And so we took the fully loaded, and the fully loaded included a celery stick, I think a pickled asparagus spear, olives, pickled Brussels sprouts, and I think pickled mushrooms, a cheese stick like a mozzarella stick, and a sausage stick. I don't know if I'm missing anything, but it was definitely fully loaded. I decided to not have it extra spicy. I just had it the normal spicy, and it was very good.
Right. Well, I just wrote that down because I am working on volume number 2, and it's part of the book as well, kind of skipping forward here, but in the back of my book, I provide a postcard for those that have purchased the book to send to me when they find a place that they feel deserves to be rated in my second volume. And if I go to these establishments and I agree with that person, they will be included in the book as the person that referred me to the bar.
Oh.
So kind of an interactive book as well. And the book also includes pages for you to take to the bar with you. And you take your book with you because it is waterproof. The cover is waterproof, so you can take it right up to the bar, and in the back are pages that allow you to keep score while you're there at the bar using my scoring criteria. So once you learn my scoring system, then you can go out and score your own.
Well, I'm going to be curious to see if Houdini's Escape makes it in your second volume, because I thought it was very good, and it was a free beer of your choice chaser too, so that was nice.
And that sometimes gets you a plus. Sometimes I'm very generous, and I'll add a plus one if you are able to choose your own beer, which is always very nice. A lot of places just serve you a light beer. And that's just fine as long as it meets the glass size criteria, because that's important as well. But if you get your choice of a beer, often you get a plus one score on that. So,
well, we will get to some of the top-rated Bloody Marys in Wisconsin, according to our guest, Susan Fiebig, who is the author of The Bloody Trail in Quest of the Best Wisconsin Bloody Marys. And maybe you have a place to recommend that she check out. She's got some in the book, but maybe there's a favorite place you have for a great Bloody Mary. Where do you go for a great Bloody Mary, and what makes it great? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 20 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, December 6th. We are talking with Susan Fiebig. She is the author of The Bloody Trail in Quest of the Best Wisconsin Bloody Marys. And we are in quest of them as well from you, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Where do you go to get a great Bloody Mary in your community? So, Susan, we talked a little bit about why the first Bloody Mary you had wasn't so great. Let's review. What makes a Bloody Mary a good Bloody Mary in your mind? What was the criteria you used?
Well, I've developed a 7-point bloody criteria, is what I call it. And first and foremost, the glass the bloody is served in should be tall, like a pint beer glass. That's preferred. Oftentimes, restaurants will use a fancy shaped glass that looks pretty cool. As long as it has a good amount of Bloody Mary in it, it'll get a good score. But preferred is the pint beer glass. The second is celery salt should be on the rim. A good Bloody Mary has to have that celery salt on the rim. If it's in the bloody itself, also a good point, but not it won't score the full, I think it's a 2-point to have celery salt on the rim. The third point is that it should be shaken or tossed back and forth between a glass. You got to get that all that good stuff moving around in the glass itself, in the bloody, so that's very important. Veggies, always very important. We like to have at least 4, but more is better. So, and we believe variety is crucial. In other words, what you described at Houdini's is lovely because you have a little sausage, some cheese, and a lot of your pickled items, also very fantastic. Again, beer. Got to have that beer chaser. And in the book, I say size is everything. We don't want a little tiny 2-ounce beer. Sometimes they serve them in cute little cups or glasses. That's nice, but we like a little more beer with our bloody. Taste is important. In fact, that's really kind of number one. You can have all that fancy stuff, but if the bloody doesn't taste good, it'll score a low points on that. And then the final criteria is overall appearance. So when your bartender or hostess or whomever is serving you your bloody, as they walk up, the size of the Bloody Mary, the veggies on top, and the beer chaser next to it, it's all about presentation. So that's the 4 different scoring points. We score up to 50. So the top 10 plus 1 in the book have scored pretty darn close to 50. I think on the average, 45 maybe. So nobody scored a 50 just yet. So that'll be another whole book.
Not even the massive Bloody Mary that you can get at O'Davies Pub in Fond du Lac. I know that particular Bloody Mary got national, maybe international attention back, I think it was earlier this year in the spring around when the brewer's season was getting underway. It was, I put a photo of that on Facebook as well. It is amazing, and I see that you were there.
Oh, yes, I was there. In fact, that's sort of where I met her, was when I saw the Thrillist post that kind of went viral about her brewer's Bloody Mary, and it's Sarah Jane Pickert. And she is the mastermind behind these bloodies. And she's actually the plus one in the book because she doesn't serve it every time you go in. Obviously, it's kind of a crazy Wild and Crazy Bloody Mary, I think, is her Facebook page. And so she's not able to create these every time you go into the bar. So she couldn't be in the top 10, because that's another criteria that's really not listed in those steps. But it's important that every time you go into that bar or restaurant, that same Bloody Mary is being served. So I do have to go back 2-3 times to test these at each of these restaurants. So
you have to do that.
There was a lot of testing. Yes, I have. So, yes, O'Davies is in here, definitely. And the photo that I have in the book, she actually made this one for me. It was called Wisconsinite Delight, and it was 18 inches high. And that included the pint beer glass, and then she built it all the way up 18 inches. It had everything. It had a bison burger, a triple-decker fish sandwich, a prime rib sandwich, a brat, chicken wings, barbecue ribs,
oh my gosh.
And then a ton of pickled vegetables. She had cheeses in there, everything to do with Wisconsin, salami. It was fantastic. So,
and she doesn't serve them every day because it's a ridiculously low price for the amount of food you get.
Well, I know. She's moved around to different venues that have helped her create these, and now she's doing them. It's lovely. She's doing them as fundraisers. We just had one a couple of weeks ago to raise money for a local project called Project Blake, and it provides art instruction for troubled youth here in Fond du Lac. And she said, let's do a fundraiser, and half the profits go to the Project Blake Foundation. So she's now doing them as fundraisers, and she gets great crowds. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to be together on television next Wednesday. Hopefully she's going to be able to create one of these on television and show people just how wonderfully skilled she is. It's great. It's her passion, and I'm 100% behind her on it. So had to include her in my book.
Wonderful. Right. Well, we do have some callers. Let's go to Jason in Portage. Hi, Jason. You're on the air. Do you have a good Bloody Mary to recommend?
Good morning. Yes, absolutely. My wife and I almost always, one or the other, will order a Bloody Mary when we go out. And we grade it against what we consider the gold standard of Bloody Marys. And that is from the Silver Coach in Park Ridge, just outside of Stevens Point. It meets, from what I've heard so far, meets almost all your criteria for a top 10 Bloody Mary. It is huge chunks of spices floating inside that you put the celery stick or anything in there, it just stands right up. And it's not the ice holding it up, it's the thickness and the juiciness of this Bloody Mary. That it's just so memorable, super spicy, very very tasty, and an absolute perfect drink in my mind.
Wonderful. So that's at the Silver Coach in Park Ridge, which is essentially Stevens Point.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's a converted train car. It's a wonderful little ambiance, a great little place to have one of the best Bloody Marys on earth.
Thank
Wonderful.
You, Jason.
I've written that down. Excellent. And do they serve a beer with that, I'm assuming?
Oh, I said top 10, right? Absolutely.
Excellent.
He scoffs at the question. Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, Jason. We have a news break coming up. I was wondering if I noticed that most of the best bloodies in your book are, if I'm not mistaken, they're more southern to eastern Wisconsin, not a whole lot in north central or northwest. Is that right?
You are absolutely right. And that's kind of why I wanted to send the postcard with, because I'd love people from the other part of the state to help me out. I was not successful. And obviously, you know, Stevens Point here, there's been a couple of other people that have sent me postcards saying different places in Stevens Point as well. So they're out there. I just didn't find them. So this is lovely. This is why probably book two will be on the other side of the state, which is great. This is great. So I'm very pleased. And I like the fact that he's mentioned it's in a train car, because most of my of the top 10 are in very unique restaurants or pubs. I kind of look for that ambiance, too. It's not obviously important to the taste of the Bloody Mary, but it's kind of a nice travel. It's a travel book, so it's kind of nice to know that when you arrive at these places, you're going to have a unique experience.
Well, we have just a minute. I'm going to put the question on the table from Jay in Superior. Jay, you haven't had any luck finding a really good one in the Duluth Superior area either?
No, in fact, it's rare that I do find them, and so I don't even order them. I love them, but usually it's just V8 and vodka and a celery stick. And that is so disappointing. The best Bloody Mary I've ever had. Do you know what a Michelada is?
No, what is it, Jay?
Probably not. I'm from Southern California, and in Mexico, they actually mix their beer with a kind of a tomato juice concoction. And when they make their Bloody Marys, they use the Michelada mix. And it's tomato juice and clam juice and lots of spices. And this one place, this little cantina.
I'm sorry, Jay, I didn't know that you were going to tell a story, and we have news coming up. But we will pick up on your point after we check the latest news.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapaka, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupun, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Wishwaters, Climate. I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy air.
This is the hour each week when we celebrate life in Wisconsin, and I often ask you to tell me where to go for a unique Wisconsin experience. And today we are talking about where to find the best Bloody Mary in the state. In part because our guest Wisconsin author has a book where she found some of the best of the best. And because recently we learned that Wisconsin drinks more Bloody Marys than any other state in the country. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 6:37 on this Friday, December 6th. We will get to more of your calls on what you consider a great Bloody Mary and where you have found the best Bloody Mary in Wisconsin. And our guest is looking for recommendations, especially in central, north central, northwestern Wisconsin. She says she wasn't able to find the best of the best there yet, and we just heard from a caller who said that he's in the Duluth Superior area, and he has yet to find a good Bloody Mary there. Does one exist there? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We will get to more of your calls on the best Bloody Mary in Wisconsin. But first, it's time for Wisconsin Life. 46 years ago, Otis Redding lost his life in Madison. Few events loom as large in city lore. Writer Dean Robbins shares how Redding touched his life.
Sitting in the morning sun.
Otis Redding has a connection to Wisconsin, but it's a sad one. In 1967, the 26-year-old rhythm and blues singer died in Madison's Lake Monona. His plane crashed en route to a concert here. Madison has not taken this piece of music history lightly. The city built a monument to Redding by the lake, and local media retell the story of his crash every year on December 10th. But I have a happier story to tell about Otis Redding. It's a story about his music touching a child 3 decades after his death. The child is my son. Right after his birth, I wanted to make sure he had a feeling for music. None of my child-rearing books covered this topic, so I had to improvise. The solution I hit on was Otis Redding. There is nothing more soulful.
You know she's waiting. Just anticipating.
I decided to play Redding's irresistible songs for my newborn every day for the first year of his life. If that didn't hardwire music into his brain, nothing would. I began a steady diet of hits, like Respect and Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. The song he responded to most, for some reason, was the little-known Loving by the Pound. He giggled and wriggled in my arms as I danced him around the room. Can an early dose of Otis Redding really teach a child to love music? All I can say is, my homemade experiment worked. Even in elementary school, my son responded to a wide range of musical styles. He picked up the guitar, too. I give all credit to Otis. When my son got old enough, I faced a difficult task. I had to tell him the story of Redding's life, complete with its tragic end in our hometown. Otis, I explained, was a prodigy from Georgia who recorded his first single with the Stax label at age 21. He moved audiences around the world with his raw, emotional performances. Otis sang about love more powerfully than any American singer of his era. Indeed, he made his most lasting impression during 1967's Summer of Love at the Monterey Music Festival. A half year later, he decided to go ahead with his flight to Madison, despite dangerous rain and fog. He didn't want to let down his local fans by canceling the show. And that, unfortunately, is the end of the Otis Redding story. But I don't want my son to obsess about what happened on December 10, 1967. When he thinks about Otis Redding, I want him to think about love. Loving by the pound.
I've got dreams to remember. Honey, I saw you there last night.
Dean Robbins is the editor of Madison's alternative weekly, Isthmus. Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. This episode was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, talking this hour with Susan Fiebig, author of The Bloody Trail, In Quest of the Best Wisconsin Bloody Marys. The book contains the top 10 plus one Bloody Marys in Wisconsin, and we are looking for your recommendations. Where do you get a great Bloody Mary? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Lots of folks have posted on Facebook. Jeff on Facebook writes, "The only one I've ever had was at Curly's Pub at Lambeau Field, but it was a virgin Bloody Mary because I had to drive home." Well, good for you, Jeff. Sandy on Facebook writes, "The Cork in Kewaunee serves a mean Bloody packed with veggies and a brat." You got to have some extras in there. Ann on Facebook writes, recommended the Cork in Kewaunee. Rebel on Facebook writes, "Rusty's Backwater Saloon in Stevens Point. I've had some good Bloody Marys, but Rusty's ranks as one of the best." Boy, and the list goes on. Jerry on Facebook writes, "I have been told I make a mean Bloody Mary. I always start with my own concoction of tomato juice that was canned from my own homegrown tomatoes." Way to go, Jerry. Well, Susan, we heard from a caller just before news time who was having a very hard time finding a good Bloody Mary in the Duluth Superior area. He said everyone that he had was just V8 with a celery stick in it and didn't think that that was very good. Then he was talking a little bit about a concoction that he enjoyed in, I think, Southern California that was a mixture of beer and tomato juice and, I think, clam juice. And I'm wondering, maybe we could talk a little bit about what does it have to be tomato juice only, or does it? Can a Bloody Mary have a V8, or can a Bloody Mary be good with the Bloody Mary mix? You know what I mean?
Yes, totally do. And I wanted to make mention about Rebel's Facebook statement about Rusty's Backwater.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 5 or 6 people have told me that place. So I, fair warning, I'm going to be heading that way
pretty
soon. although I like to remain incognito so that, you know, people don't start fixing their bloodies just because they know where I'm coming. I want it to be a secret. So I'm always going, like I said, go back 2-3 times to make sure that everybody in the bar makes it the same way. But getting back to your thought about what type of juice, a lot of places do use clamato, and usually they're seafood restaurants. They'll use clamato juice, which is fine as long as it has some spice to it. It will create a different taste to the bloody, but it's very enjoyable. And there are a lot of really great mixes on the shelf, and I could name a few. Zing Zang is great. Murph's original Irish Bloody Mary mix. That's a local, I believe it's made in Waukesha. So that's, you know, if you're shopping local, that would be the one to buy. Very tasty. I believe she makes four different levels of hot, so you can make your choices. So, yeah, it's tomato juice is great. I actually, one of my pages in the book talks about the different types of Bloody Mary that you can make, and one of them is called the Seaside Mary, which is using clam juice or tomato juice. And there's the London Mary, which is you substitute gin for vodka. The Cuban Mary is you use rum instead of vodka. So, I've also asked on that page that if you have a great variation to your Bloody Mary that you like, to send it to me. And again, I'll put it in the next book. So, it's kind of fun to get all of these suggestions. There's a lot of new vodkas coming out. And one of the places in the book, it's called Bluefies on Monroe Street in Madison.
Sure.
Yeah, they call themselves the Vodkatorium because they infuse a lot of their vodkas. And I think one of their best is their bacon-infused vodka. I'm a bacon freak, so bacon is great to have as a veggie, but they infuse their vodka with it. And I believe the one that I get there when I go is called the Fat Boy because it has bacon vodka and tons of bacon on the top. So I don't know if that answered your question. I feel like I maybe went around in a
No, circle. No, you got it. It doesn't have to. It can be a variation and still get big points to be a great Bloody Mary.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And
getting back to the guy with the beer. I think he called it a Michelada. I hope. Michelada, maybe. A really good bloody is a bloody that's created with either beer at the bottom, preferably Guinness, or as Kitty O'Reilly's does in Stevens Point, they at the end of their mix and shaking their bloody, they will pour Guinness on the very top of it. Extra points for those, that's for sure.
Interesting. Well, so Bluefies is in your book. There are a number that we haven't gotten to yet, but lots of callers, too. But let me go to some calls, and then we'll get some more of your the ones you rated. And I'm going to go to Karen in Ashland, which isn't exactly Duluth Superior, but kind of close. Hi, Karen.
Good morning. What
yes.
a great topic for today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my favorite place to get a Bloody Mary is at Patsy's Bar in Washburn, Wisconsin. And the reason why they're so fabulous, other than it just tastes wonderful, they serve it in a gigantic quart mason jar.
Mm-hmm.
And you get your beef stick in it, and along with a whole bunch of other goodies in it. And you always get a side of beer with it. So it makes it a good Sunday morning meal.
Well, that's part
Excellent.
Of it.
What was the name of that place?
Patsy's.
Patsy's. Awesome.
In Washburn.
Fantastic.
Thank
in
you,
Washburn.
Karen. And down the road a bit, Dan in Eau Claire. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Joy. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I had two bars in Eau Claire, and I was surprised that the author hadn't been up to Eau Claire here. We used to try our Bloody Mary scene to some degree. I never actually really had a Bloody Mary. You know, I had beers, been in the bars for a while, but was recovering from a bit of an, I guess, the night before, and went in to go watch a Packer game down at the Corton House, which is a bar tavern located right across the street from the courthouse down here in Eau Claire, and absolutely fabulous. It's not too over the top as far as beef sticks and all the stuff inside, but it's just the attention to detail made in the Bloody Mary as far as I don't know what she does. They always say it's a secret family recipe, but it is absolutely awesome. If Laura, the bartender down there, makes it, it's the best.
The house I'm sorry, Dan, we missed the name of the establishment.
Oh, it's called the Court In-House.
The Court In-House. Okay.
It's right across the street from the courthouse. So a lot of back in the day, a lot of the police officers, when they get off duty or different people that worked at the courthouse, would go there and get lunch and then also have a beverage, shall we say. And, they always do great Packer parties and stuff there, too. And then the second place is called the House of Rock on Water Street. So if you get up there, the ambiance, it is a rock bar, just to warn you. But there's great people there. Yeah, well, you can't hold a guess, right? And Dez, the bartender down there, makes an absolutely great spicy Bloody Mary. Yeah, just even this conversation for today is making me wait until I get done with work to go get one tonight. So
we like our tomato juice in the morning. Dan, thank you so much. So the House of Rock and the Court Inn House in Eau Claire are two recommendations from Dan, and those were not in the book, right, Susan?
No, they are not. So I'm getting thirsty.
Yeah. We will get to more of the best Bloody Marys in the state, according to our guest and her quest anyway, Susan Fiebig. She spent the last 10 years or so on the trail for the state's best Bloody Mary. We are discussing her findings, and we are welcoming your recommendations. Susan is going to check out some places that you recommend for version 2 or edition 2 of The Bloody Trail in quest of the best Wisconsin Bloody Marys. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on our Facebook page, The Joy Cardine Show. And you can see the last Bloody Mary that I had. I actually took a picture of it and put it on Facebook. There's also a picture of the magnificent Bloody Marys that you can get occasionally at one of the bars in the book. O'Davies Pub in Fond du Lac makes a nationally known Bloody Mary. Got a lot of attention earlier this year. So where do you go for the best Bloody Mary? Let us know. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine talking with Susan Fiebig, author of The Bloody Trail and Quest of the Best Wisconsin Bloody Marys. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. So, Susan, are you able to say this so far is the best Bloody Mary in the state, that according to your ratings?
The O'Davies?
Whatever. Are you ready to make a determination that this is the best one that you tried? Whatever the case may be anywhere.
I can't do that. Everybody asks me that. Well, in your book, you have 10 of them. Which is your favorite? They're all my favorite because, honestly, they're all very distinctive. And I love them all. So I did not rate them in the book 1 to 10. They're just top 10. And you make your choice which one is your favorite top 10. I want to make note that you can buy my book through me at thebloodytrail.com. That'll get you to my website, and you can purchase copies there. If you want them personalized, I will do that as well. Just tell me what to write. And I do also have a post office box. So if you run out of postcards or you want to send me a very interesting postcard from wherever you are, I'm thinking about doing a book about postcards, you could send it to The Bloody Trail, P.O. Box 132, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, 54936, 0132. And most important, I want to let people know that, and I do state it in my book, that enjoy the bloody journey, but remember, don't drink and drive. Always take somebody with you that will have Virgin Marys so that you're not drinking and driving. That's very important.
Good advice. Let's talk about, we already talked about one in Fond du Lac. We talked about one place in Madison. How about the hinterland in Green Bay? What's good about that Bloody Mary?
Oh, it's a fantastic Bloody. Because it's a very unique pub, and they also do infused vodkas, their menu is very interesting as well. So on their Bloody, they actually serve a deep-fried goat cheese curd.
Oh, my goodness.
Very unusual, yep. And they make their own sausage, so you get a homemade, a house-made sausage, really thick sausage on that, and a shrimp ceviche, which is yummy. That's on top. And then your usual pickled items. But it's unique. It's just an amazing place. Plus, the atmosphere is very nice, and it's close to Green Bay. I have had Curly's full fully loaded Bloody Mary at a Packer game, sitting right in my seat with a Bloody Mary in my hand, and it was tasty. So they do a really good job at Lambeau Field. And the Brewers also, they have a, I think it's Sky Vodka has a booth, fantastic Bloody Marys, and they serve it with a beef stick straw. So you actually drink your Bloody through the straw that's a beef stick. And I'll tell you, it's a great flavor. And you can get that and sit and watch a ball game. I mean,
it sounds good. Let's get a few more calls in before we're out of time. This hour went fast. Deb in Black River Falls. Hi, Deb.
Good morning. The best place I found to have a Bloody Mary is the Mug in Hatfield. They put pickle juice in there, and they top it off with a pickle, pickled mushroom, and it's just excellent.
Neat. You know, I think pickle juice went into the Houdini's escape Bloody that I had too. Is that common, Susan?
It is very common, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's I'm glad she brought that up. Pickle juice is makes a really interesting taste. Horseradish is very important. That's if you can add a little horseradish to your mix, it's great. Most of these restaurants did not give me their secret recipe, which is great, but they do often tell me, yeah, they add either Worcestershire sauce or horseradish or a little beer and then the pickle juice. So I do get little snippets of secrets, but not the full mix. So, yeah, very good.
Thanks very much.
That was in Hatfield?
That was in Hatfield, yes. And Greg in Appleton is with us now. Hi, Greg.
Hey, good morning.
Almost out of time, Greg, but what place do you want to recommend?
Iron Buffalo in Kellnersville, which is between Appleton and Manitowoc. It's in the middle of nowhere. I happened to run across it by accident. And I've been back because of the Bloody Mary.
And it's called the Iron Buffalo?
Iron, I-R-O-N, Buffalo.
In Chelmerville. All right, there's another one for you, Susan.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
All right, and we just have many more recommendations going up. So in our 30 seconds remaining, Susan, if people want to recommend a place for you to check out, what can they do?
They can either go to my website, which is thebloodytrail.com. They can go to send me an email at info@thebloodytrail.com, or they can send me a postcard or a letter or a note to The Bloody Trail, P.O. Box 132, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, 54936-0132.
Thank you so much for being with us. Susan Fiebig is author of The Bloody Trail, In Quest of the Best Wisconsin Bloody Marys. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.